għakom għal programmi ħor trepid fejn fjessa nkun għadin nidiskutu tema importanti oħra, tema ta' attualità. Ringrazzjakom li għedkom plussegu dan il-programm, programmi li minn ġimgħa l-oħra qed nittrattaw temi naturalment attwali ma temi interessanti wkoll illi m'għandix dubju li intkom qegħdin tgħidu l-opportunità li tiddiskutuhom intkom għadin fil-ħajja tagħhom nitama li bħalissa tieni xxilkom ukoll. Sibu ftit ħin ta' mistrieħ. Fakkarkom li dar program tistgħu tisimgħu fuq il-radju b'mod tradizzjonali, però apparti jekk ikun streamjat fuq il-website ta' Campus FM. Jiena illum se nitratta tema kif għadtilkom li fil-fema tiegħi hija attwali. Hija tema li forsi matul ix-xhur tas-sajf jew meta jibda ngħidulek meta nibdew nersqu lejn is-sajf donna tibda t-tella rasa din l-issju. U nixtieq l-ewwel qabel kollox nittratta jekk hijiex problema jew le. U fil-fatt se nkun qed nittratta l-immigrazzjoni regolari jew illegali kif xi wħud jippreferu li jużaw ma nafx ikunux korretti. Miegħi biex niddiskuti din it-tema għandi tlet ħbieb tiegħi għandu l-Gerald Fenek li huwa ġurnalist ma' Favorite Channel però apparti hekk huwa l-editur tal-Malta News Online hija website interessanti ħafna, Malcolm Seikel li opinjonista u regolarment ikun fuq il-Facebook qiegħed ukoll jagħti l-opinjoni tiegħu fuq diversi temi u Maria Pizzani illi tmexxi l-NGO Integra li hija NGO illi dan l-aħħar ħadet revamp u qed tagħmel ħafna xogħol f'diversi setturi marbutin ma' temi li forsi nkunu nittrattaw illum ukoll. Jiena nirringrazzjakom grazzi ħafna. Forsi tagħtuni ftit snapshot. L-ewwel ħaġa li tiġikom f'moħħkom meta nkunu qegħdin niddiskutu din it-tema. Però għandna mill parentesi żgħira. Jista' jkun li Marija f'xi ħinijiet taqleb għall-Ingliż għaliex il-background tagħha huwa bl-Ingliż. Jiena xogħol tagħmel mistoqsijiet bil-Malti se niddiskutu bil-Malti, ma jista' jkun li Marija taqleb bl-Ingliż. Ir-raġuni hija li l-eroq tagħha għadha marnex li tiżborhom allura qegħdin hemmhekk ser ikolna wkoll dik il-parti tal-esperjenza. Però l-analiżi tagħkom, Malcolm, kif tara s-sitwazzjoni fil-preżent. Kif taqra s-sitwazzjoni?
Ma naħseb l-ewwel ħaġa li rridu naraw kif qed tajjeb inti hix problema jew le. Jiena fil-fema tiegħi hija problema u problema kbira. Naħseb bħalissa minn qabel kien forsi jsostni l-argument li għandna bżonn ma' l-ekonomija. Naħseb illum qed dak l-argument qed jisfaxxax l-ekonomija tal-Ewropa kollha prattikament sejra l-baħar. Jiena daw l-affarijiet ġieli semmejthom anke fil-passat, daw l-immigranti jużawhom biss ċertu employers biss jisfruttawhom. I mean, din hija xi ħaġa jafu kulħadd tista' tmur tixborhom mill-mar sisek letteralment kważi qed tixbor letteralment sisek qed tixbor prostituta, tiegħek tħallas inqas ġurnata u daqshekk hija ħammorru. X'jagħmlu? Ikeċċu lill-Maltin biex jużaw lil dawn in-nies b'inqas pagi. Voldri din hija qed tweġġa' miż-żewġ naħat wan lilhom qed tużaħħom letteralment daqs skjavi. U tu, il-Maltin minn mhux skilled li għandna ħafna minnhom u anke għadhom ħirġin sallum. Mis-sistema edukattiva unskilled ħajsibu problema kbar biex jsibu xogħol u daw jaqgħulek fuq is-social services u letteralment daw jispiċċaw kważi unemployable for life.
Ġin qed tagħmel ġa qed tikkategorizza bejn il-Maltin u mhux il-Maltin. U qed tpoġġihom fuq żewġ livelli.
Le le hekk hu. Jiena naħseb kull gvern għandu jieħu ħsieb l-ewwel in-nies tal-pajjiż tiegħu bħalissa jidher I mean kemm fid-dinja u speċjalment fl-Ewropa u fil-Eurozone iktar. Għaw problemi kbar ma tistax inti għandek pajjiżet jereq tkompli terqu bi problemi ta' ħadd ieħor u din jiena qatma fimta kif mill-Afrika kontinent kbir enormi dan irejdu bil-forsi jiġu fl-Ewropa. Ma jistax ikun għandek l-Afrika hekk kan problema f'pajjiż immu via dik. Aħna hekk għall-aħar sqatt tiġi gwerra u hekk ma naħsibx ħammorru ċ-Ċina. Nitilgħu sa l-Italja. Hekk l-Italja tkun tajjeb. Foldri da hemm rekiet sħiħ qabel konna waħlu. Għajmi mux jena personali, kienu jwaħlu dejjem f'Gaddafi li qed iħarrabhomu. Naħseb issa Gaddafi miet u l-problema jidher li ħadd iżdied mhux tixkien. Voldiri dan vera n-nies huma jiġu abbużati, voldiri da għax bejn ħadmuhom biex imbagħad iħarbuhom u jiġu hawnhekk u jsibu affarijiet oħra. Però hemm problema ta' integrazzjoni mbagħad kbira meta jiġu hawnhekk.
Niġu għal dik it-tema ta' integrazzjoni. Però inti qbadt it-tarf ta' meta jitilqu u t-tarf ta' meta jkunu hawnhekk. Però il-fatt huwa li dawn jaslu. dawn jesku fixxat. Iġifiri, xiamel, xiamel pajis Malti, il-gvern Malti, il-poplu Malti.
Jena, kieku lankon nafliġaw mill-Libja, nerġan abbatom l-ura l-Libja. Issa l-Libja, suppost, ġit sejf, għaxek għal-għonna tal-Europa, jmin l-bombardja u l-Gaddafi, għatlon nies, issa suppost kollox miġi fuq ir-Rubini. Kważi.
Marija.
It's difficult for me to give a snapshot. I could give a snapshot of how I see the situation, or I could try and immediately react to some of the points that Malcolm's brought up. Right now, when I think about the situation, at the moment the boats are coming in again, it's that time of the year, and my first thought is, this is 10 years that we've been seeing this phenomena. It didn't come across, perhaps 10 years ago we may have had the excuse that we weren't prepared, but 10 years down the road, I don't think we have the same excuse. And I've heard over the last 10 years a lot of statements, a lot of frightening statements, that and people are perhaps genuinely scared when they hear such discourse, that we're sinking, that it's almost perceived as an attack. And I think 10 years down the road, Malta has changed. Malta's changed dramatically, but not because of the presence of African asylum seekers. Malta has changed as a result of globalization, increased migration in general. 10 years ago, I wasn't using Facebook. So yes, there are a lot of changes in Maltese, in our culture and in our way of living. But I think when we weigh everything up, the situation is not nearly as bad as perhaps we would have, or perhaps isn't bad at all, but perhaps there are very positive things that weren't forecasted some years back.
Min mux, inti għat, ma nix skuza li jissa maħan ixi preparati, ma għal min ettaj
tal-Malta. I feel the government has consistently taken a crisis intervention approach. The infrastructure simply isn't there. There have been changes, for example, in the detention centres. The conditions within the detention centres aren't as bad as they were 8 years ago in some of the detention centres, for example, Lister Barracks. But the conditions are still not adequate for human beings. Human beings with rights. Let's be clear on this. The open centres, up until recently, well, we still have people living in tents. Now they're living in, some of them are living in prefab containers. Far from ideal. Again, for human beings, some of them not as for animals. People were housed in a hangar. Emergency intervention, we've had time to plan. So I see this as a problem. But in fact, before we even started, even I wrote down, is it a problem or is it a challenge? I think there are some challenges that we've made them into bigger problems than they actually are, because we don't want to really address the issue, and I'll come back to integration.
Għaliex, imma għax hemm il-kapital politiku fin-nofs? Il-kapital politiku tal-partiġan?
Yes, always. These people don't have votes, Andrew, and this is a very powerful thing. In terms of the economy, I agree with Malcolm, they are amongst the most vulnerable workers. Undoubtedly there is exploitation, and we need to protect all workers. We need to protect Maltese workers, because otherwise, yes, their wages will be undercut, and this is a problem. And we also need to protect African asylum seekers and other migrants, quite frankly, in Malta. My issue then becomes, so who do we protect? Do we just protect the Maltese worker, or do we protect all workers, migrant and indigenous, if you like? We have to protect all workers. Unemployment hasn't gone up over the last 10 years. African migrants are filling the labour gaps that some Maltese don't want to do anymore. And it's really important to acknowledge as well that a significant number of these African asylum seekers with protection, and some of them who weren't granted international protection, are working in a regular manner, because in Malta they are given that provision, they are paying their taxes, and they are paying national insurance. So economically, because obviously it's not just the economic contribution, we have to look at the much broader contribution, but we can say economically a significant number of them now are contributing to Maltese society.
Għanna għuftit il-ġeld, ġeld, inti, l-snapshot tijak.
Mela, hija problema, jew challenge, sejħela kif trid, imma naħseb l-aktar ħaġa li hija realtà din tal-immigrazzjoni irregolari. Hija xi ħaġa li kif qalu tajjeb iż-żewġ kollegi tiegħi hawnhekk, ila numru ta' snin għaddejja, ila ġifiri kull sena nistgħu ngħidu li jkollna influss qawwi ta' migranti irregolari. Naħseb hawnhekk però naqbel ħafna ma' Marija li minħabba l-populiżmu politiku ta' dal pajjiż dawna l-persuni jintużaw mill-ġiex partiti politiċi, nisimgħu xi kultant ċertu partiti jużaw kliem anki xi kultant infjammatorju għal rigward tal-immigranti. Mbagħad għandek l-oħrajn li pereżempju il-gvern ħafna drabi jgħid li hemm problema, rridu nlajnuna minn l-Unjoni Ewropea, dejjem mmorru nittalbu għand l-Unjoni Ewropea biex nieħdu xi għajnuna, u qisna qatt ma naslhom kien, ma għajnin sa ġifieri sa ftit ġranet ilu, ukoll kenna każijiet ukoll fejn il-gvern għamel sottomissjonijiet il-Kummissjoni Ewropea biex ikun hawn aktar għajnuna, però minn da ħafna diskors anke dwar ir-resettlement pereżempju kien hemm ngħidu mhux response ma kien kważi umiljazzjoni li xi pajjiżi ħadu numru żgħir ħafna ta' asylum seekers jew refugees għax dawn irridu niftakru li għandhom refugee status imbagħad jiġifieri ma jibqgħux irregolarment fil-pajjiż ikollhom refugee status għaliex ikollhom genuine humanitarian concerns. Verismu, forse r-riżorsi tagħna huma limitati, verament, però li ma jgħinx naħseb huwa l-perċezzjoni tal-pubbliku għal xi kultant l-affarijiet li tisma' kif qalet Marija wkoll, ma mhux biss xokkanti, jiġifieri isna qed ngħixu. Eżatt, isna qed ngħixu f'xi Alabama tal-ħamsinijiet fl-Amerika, jiġifieri litteralment hija xi ħaġa xokkanti u naħseb hawnhekk qed ngħidu li pajjiż mar qudiem f'dawn il-ħarax snin, però inħoss li fit-tolleranza u fil issa irrespektiv jekk dawn mhumiex trett għall-labor market, jekk dawn mhumiex trett għall-ekonomija, etc. etc. Dawn huma nies umani u għandna ntrattawhom ta' nies umani. Issa jekk ovvjament aħna bħala pajjiż m'aħniex ippreparati u jien ngħid li huwa tort tal-gvern m'aħniex ippreparati għaliex verament ilu ilna snin stajna addressjajna dil-issue konna aktar proattivi mhux inħallu
dawk
il-gvern seta' ovvjament ikun aktar riġidu mal-Unjoni Ewropea fuq ċertu issues, ġifien nħoss li hemm konna wik ħafna. Biex jgħinuna, mhux biss jgħinuna materjalment, però jgħinuna bħala on a political level, ġifieri, kellek il-kwistjoni tal-Libja, kif qal tajjeb Malcolm, suppost ġejna ħjar ma jidher li ġejna għar, għaliex il-Libja m'hemmx kontrolli assolutament fuq il-borders. L-ewwel nqogħdu ngħidu għaliex il-Libja issa hija free country u issa kollu se jiġi għan-normal etc. Mentri r-realtà hija mod ieħor. M'hemmx border controls, l-immigranti ġejn bil-gżuż, min jaf x'reket hemm jiġifieri biex dawn iġibuhom minn dawn il-pajjiżi bħas-Somalja, l-Eritrea, l-Etropja, il-flus li qed jitħallsu lil dawn l-intermedjarji tal-human trafficking jiġifieri. U rridu niftakru wkoll li ħafna mill-immigranti ma jiġux f'pajjiżna għaliex iridu jiġu f'pajjiżna għaliex huma qegħdin fis-search and rescue area tagħna, aħna m'għandna l-ebda jidher li għandna din is-search and rescue li it was inherited mill-Ingliżi, ġifieri għax dan huwa area enormi għal pajjiż tagħna, u t-Taljani u l-pajjiżi l-oħrajn kulħadd ifarfar u jitfa' fuqna. Ġifieri naħseb il-gvern kien weak ħafna f'din il-kwistjoni u qegħdin naraw issa r-riżultat li għaddew 10 snin u we are back to square one, ġifieri, u naħseb il-problema se tiżdied għaliex issa milli anki fil-rivan politiku li kellna dal-aħħar tlifna l-Ministru tal-Intern, suppost li joħsib dawn l-affarijiet, issa kemm kienet jagħmel xogħol tajjeb jew le dak huwa another matter, ġifieri. Però, ġifieri, hija sitwazzjoni anki bħala integrazzjoni fil-komunità. Ftit li xej jsir, assolutament ma jsir prattikament xej, għaw xi ftit NGOs bħal ta' Marija li qed jaħdmu u jagħmlu xogħol siwi, però the general thing is li l-problema tibqa' hemm, tibqa' taħt it-tapit u ma jsir xejn dwar.
Li huwa interessanti u din mistoqsija li tiġi ħafna fid-direzzjoni speċjalment għan-nies li bħalhekk kemm nkunu qegħdin jitkellmu ħafna kontra, biex nejte kontra, mux moddi speċjativi, l-għat nużajjenu l-għas entità, ma kontra fil-sens li kontra li kunem l-immigrazjoni għal tiġi su mħedġa l-immigrazjoni regolari. Argument li ġibu kom ħafna tkun isma ma meta kienaw l-Ingliż li ġew jistatali għaw, jew meta kienna nis mill-Eastern Europe li ġew għaw, imma laqsu maftit, imma fit-triq tiegħi għandi diversi nis li huma mill-Eastern European countries, ex Jugoslavia, etc. Mandi problema L-għar mandi problema ta' xej mbħat. Mandi problema ta' xej b'dawn in-nies jiexu il-ħajja tagħhom, jiexu bil-mod tagħhom, għandhom l-istil ta' ħajja tagħhom u jinex jinna nkunu kompatibli, ġifiri. Allora kif għal dawn il-persuni jissir issue? U għan konfermijak, u għan għajdlek għalix, għax it-tini parti tal-mistoqsija kienet se tkun għalix suħet u mhux bojot?
Mela, ħan nibdilek minn dik. Jien ma naħsibx li problema hija l-kulur, u naħseb ħafna Maltin ma jarawx daqshekk. Li l-problema.
Naħseb jiena jiema la,
jien taf x'inhi.
Nirrispetta din l-opinjoni.
Il-problema taf x'inhi li l-immigranti illegali li qed jiġu Malta huma prattikament kważi kollha suwed. Allura n-nies malli jaraw is-suwed barra, dak ħaj jittimbraħ, dak clandestin. U n-nies naħseb li ma jridux il-maġġoranza assoluta tagħhom ma jridux immigranti illegali li huma daw ħafna minnhom b'kultura totalment differenti u hemmhekk tidħol issue. Li dik, inti semmejt li Eastern Europeans u hekk, m'għandniex l-istess kultura totalment tagħhom, però ix-xaqleb xi ftit jew wisq. Inti meta mbagħad tibda tara kultura Afrikana u dal-affarijiet, hemm baħar jaqsam. U n-nies hemmhekk meta tibda. Da anka ċertu affarijiet narawhom kif eżempju jiġu trattat in-nisa fid-dinja Musulmana, aħna qelbu reliġjoni wkoll. Għax issa nixxu
jiena li jadi.
I mean, ifhimni, illum in-nisa fl-Ewropa prattikament għandhom saħħa daqs, slirġielek mhux iktar. Mara.
Minn fuq dik minn ixċert iżejjed ġifieri. U għandna dik eżempju, għandna dik eżempju, ġifieri il-probabilità li jekk tieħu anke l-perċentaġġ ta' kemm isiru professuri nisa għal kemm isiru professuri irġiel, ukoll se nitkellem fuq istituzzjoni li nagħmel parte minnha. Ħalli ma hawnx
isem bidez jew ma I mean in-nisa qed
jaffanzaw. Bottom on every cut on every scale.
But I mean improvement.
Ija kien hemm improvement li hemm struttura.
Jien ma nafx anke fejn.
Ma demmux opportunità biex l-Europa allura dal-valuri pozittivi.
Ma hemm inti meta għandek. Jien iktar reliġjoni
Kingwitani. Konvinzjoni bil-valuri pozittivi tal-Europa.
Jien anke jien għalija meta jkun hemm estremiżmu ta' reliġjon, kwalinkwa reliġjon, huwa ħażin. Issa sfortunatament meta għandek kultura li tistma' lill-mara totalment mod differenti, il-mara qed hija t-tieni. Fil-reliġjon Musulmana, ma aħna ngħidu xejn ta' barra minn hawn.
Okej,
jiddexxiet ir-raġel, issa kif tista' fl-Ewropa tippredka kollox ugwali ugwaljan sew hekk u għandek eluf deħlin b'kultura totalment differenti. Li ma jridux jibdluha.
Ma hawn Musulmani fl-Ewropa?
Żgull li hawn, imma inti taf li hemm l-Ingilterra anke xi ftit xajra kord se jagħmlu, qodri prattika ma fiex tista' tasal iktar. It-tolleranza allura ħa tagħmel hemmhekk tibda l-intolleranza meta l-gvern jibda jgħidlek inti għax temmen f'din il-ħaġa. Inti għandek liġi għalik. U inti li.
Ġifieri kieku nasu f'punt fejn aħna jirna xi integraw, ma six problema.
Imma huma jridu jintegraw, mhux jien nintegra lihom laqiet Malta. Il-problema daw ħafna minnhom ma jridux jintegraw. Irridu dik, aħna nsemmu eżempju ħafna fuq
id-dritti.
Can you give a concrete example?
What?
Can you give a concrete example of how people don't want to integrate?
Maltese people?
No, you're saying down in this ma jridux jintegraw. Can you give a
An
example.
Ma tista' anka ibda mill-ilbies. Jien tiġi xtejn li għajmin jaħan jiena tafli netkellem open. Jien meta nara xi ħadd li besa' veli u dal-affarijiet kollha u da. Mill-ewwel tiġi. Le ma n-nies issa jew ħanejdu nix jaħsbu l-maġġoranza. Jew le, n-nies jiġu mbuttati. Ma tistax ikollok għaddej tasli ma ftit ilu jien mara bil-burka. U ċamotti?
Ġomalta ma bħat il-taslima.
Kif bħat
il-taslima?
I don't know where to start, Andrew. I'm going to go back and not speak about Islam right now. Let's go back to migration. You started off at the beginning because I didn't address this. Anyone that comes from Libya, we should just push them back. Yes. I mean, we have international obligations. Yes. Even if it wasn't international law, there are certain morals and values that I, as a Maltese citizen...
Morals and values, Maltese people.
No. Human beings have rights. Human beings have rights. There are certain international obligations that we have aligned ourselves with that we need to address. The terminology, irregular migration or illegal migration. In international law, there is no such thing as an illegal migrant. All human beings are legal. Let's start from that fact. In terms of irregular migration, international law recognises that a person cannot go to the passport office in Mogadishu and say, I'd like a passport, please. I need to run away from this conflict. So international law recognises the need to flee in an irregular manner. Upon arrival, once that person arrives in Malta and applies for asylum, which is almost immediate, they have regularised their position. Now, in Malta, the majority of individuals that arrive on the boats are granted protection. So the term irregular, let alone illegal, but the term irregular no longer, it doesn't count. The term does no longer, according to the laws that we assign. It is not the case. They have regularized their position. They have either been granted refugee status or subsidiary protection. And in other cases, temporary humanitarian protection or temporary humanitarian protection new. They have been regularized. So the term doesn't count. You can disagree, you have the right to disagree, but in real terms, the term irregular doesn't count. You also said, in other words, because we can fly, we can throw these words around, irregular and illegal, but I think if we're going to have a discussion, we should at least stick to the correct terminology, because the terms that we use have repercussions for the way the issue is discussed. If you use the word illegal,
we call people.
Well, I think that's really important. But if we use the word illegal, and if we use the word illegal person, we're almost saying this person doesn't have a right to exist. Quasi. There are certain connotations, and the discourse goes in one direction rather than in another. Terms like clandestini have become common use, and it's hugely problematic given the fact that the majority are granted protection. Issa, you also said, Malcolm, ni bicciagbirata immigranti illegali o masueta al Malta. No. On that basis, if we're going to say that they have protection, they have regularized their position, if we're going to speak about illegal or irregular migration, then given the nature of irregular migration, it's very difficult to have statistics. But we do know that we have a number of white, and I use the terms white and black in this sense, in a very vague manner, because I don't even I know that in Malta, I'm not in England, I'm not considered white.
With an expired visa.
Overstayers.
So are you going to differentiate
between a black person with subsidiary protection and say they have less rights here, if we're going to speak in migratory terms or legal terms, than a white person who is an overstayer, who is more clearly irregular? So the term that you used, Malcolm, is hugely incorrect.
It has
repercussions. Yes, you said, that is completely incorrect. It is
overstaying illegali. Overstaying. The second minister għamel erba' snin rieqed u qas jaf minn daħal bil-visa u jibgħat lura.
The majority of migrants in Malta who are black are regular. They are no illegal migrants, they are not irregular.
Regular.
They have been granted protection.
Just because they are here doesn't mean why are they
in the detention centers? That's another issue. That's a big issue, because the detention centers are packed with these migrants, and the process takes very, very long for them to be granted refugee status.
Israel. Dil-ġimgħa, għadda liġi biex jitfaħħom 3 snin.
That's frightening.
Mhux frightening.
That's something to be celebrated.
Of course.
Oħra ngħidu li l-gvern qiegħed jillobja biex isiru xi emendi fid-Dublin Agreement ukoll, ġifieri.
The Dublin Convention, I would have to agree with Malcolm in what I assume the stand that Malcolm's going to take. I think it needs to be, again, seen in the bigger picture. In Malta, over the last 10 years, we have focused on resettlement, assisted voluntary return, forced repatriation, and integration has barely ever featured. No. Now, there is the Dublin Convention, which I do actually agree, that puts a disproportionate responsibility on the southern border states. I agree with you. And I think this needs to be addressed. The European Union needs to take responsibility. But we cannot just put all policy drive should be on getting people out of here. There is also the issue of integration that hasn't been addressed. And I think over the years, and now it's even worse, pala timing, because the economy in mm-hmm. each of the countries, each of the EU member states is problematic, and no government is going to be celebrated for taking migrants from somewhere else. It becomes a political issue again. It's even more problematic. But taking people out of Malta, and I don't think we've come to the stage where we have enormous numbers.
Now, for him, she shouldn't get more away. I shouldn't come for half now, down one Monty, or don't know.
In the last 5 weeks,
700.
But over the last 10 years, we've had around 15,000, and the number of people here is estimated to be between anywhere between 3,000 and 5,000.
You might it's estimated. Estimated as in team, you
I took the government statistics. It was actually 5,000, but I know that there's been a lot of departures since then, mm-hmm. and there's been a lot of arrivals, the majority of whom are probably still in detention.
In the last 2 years, we haven't had so many arrivals. It had dropped considerably. But the issue of arrivals has upped the stakes in the past few weeks, actually.
Weeks and months.
And while we're speaking, probably a few hundred more will have come.
Jina ukoll hija problema, dak kellna sena minnhom li ġew immigranti illegali bid-dajes, għax ovvjament imbagħad ikun hemm dawk tal-ajruplan u l-overstairs, bid-dajes biss iktar milli twildu Maltin. Ejk li l-ma pajjiż fl-Ewropa minn dawk il-bravi kollha li hemm għandu din il-problema. Wol din il-proportion l-ikbar problemi hija Malta. Issa jiena kritikajtu kemm il-darba. Meta jkollok problema bħal din, li hija problema enormi għal pajjiż żgħir bħal Malta, tidfa' bkun rispett lejh il-Ministru li għadu kif kellu jirreżenja. Ma jagħmel sens. Dak tela jinnegozja ġew kif qed ġew iktar milli twieldu hemm hu jgħidulhom m'għandniex kriżi. M'għandekx kriżi xi kriżi jista' jkollok iktar minn hekk. Lo ħaġa laqalhom qalhom m'għandniex kriżi ta' forsi nirranġaw. Fodr min jinnegozja, irid ikollu naqra sensla. Mhux qed ngħid tmur tinnegozja forsi kif kien jagħmel minn doffi żmienu, imma titkun naqra qiebes mal-Ewropa. U jiffirmaw kull trattat prattikament li toħroġ l-Ewropa, Malta l-ewwel li tiffirma, teddu naqa b'mod diplomatiku, mhux qed ngħid maħan iġġieldu ma' ħadd, aħna maħna sejrin għall-gwerra ma' ħadd. Imma letteralment stmati ta' tapit mill-Ewropa fuq din l-ixju. Irid ikun hemm ministru letteralment li għandu sens.
Taħseb li hija l-perċezzjoni tan-nies din li qed tgħid inti? Ġifieri dan li qed tgħid inti taħseb hu rappreżentattiv tan-nies?
Nimmaġina hu jiena għax in-nies kulħadd iger
ma allura għalfej il-partiti politiċi mhumiex qed jirreġixxu għal dan. Jista' jkun li l-perċezzjoni hija dik li hija serja ħafna imma il-gvern
u l-partiti politiċi jibżgħu.
Ma miex ix jibżgħu, jekk għandu favur in-nies.
Il-medja għandha saħħalhom iktar minn ma nafxix. Appena xi ħadd jitkellem kontra l-immigrazzjoni illegali, razzist u mhux dik, u jkollhom jew prattikament da jkissru l-karriera politika tiegħu jew jirreżenja. Tal-affarijiet rajnihom jiġru fil-passat Franza, l-Ingilterra u hekk, allura mhux ċertu postijiet barra minn Malta. Ma tmux. Letteralment għandek pajjiż ġo pajjiż. Hekk issa Malta ma naffordjawhiex tant. Tant kemm aħna sajr. Hemmhekk tara il-partiti kollha fl-Ewropa li jsejħulhom tal-lemin estrem. Kolla prattikament irġibu iktar voti. Fodri it's a problema x'kif ukoll il-gvernijiet qed jittakiljaw il-problema b'mod tajjeb u mhux jaqala ċertu inkwiet. M'għandux għalfejn ikun hemm inkwiet.
Fejn il-problema allura Gerald? F'dan kollu ġifieri għax jiena nitkellem ġifieri fejn il-problema? Il-problema huma l-ammonti ta' nies, il-problema li huma Musulmani, il-problema xi wħud minnhom huma Musulmani, il-problema li għax jilbsu l-ħwejjeġ jibqgħu jilbsu ħwejjeġ tradizzjonali. Il-problema x'għandhom livelli ta' ġene differenti. X'in il-problema? X'in l-issue hawnhekk? Għaliex issu qed ngħid li hawn ħafna problemi, ma forsi ma nkunx tort il-politiċi għalilek isma' għandna ftit problema għax m'għandix fejn jaħħawsjaw, mela rranġejna ftit it-tent village u għamilhom issa kaxex għamilhom il-kaxex biex dan. Kienna problema ftit fit detention għandna qasna żmien u żidna ftit in-nies li pproċessaw. Kienna ftit problema għax kien qed tibdilna wis persuni u qed nibdew nibatuhom lura. Jista' jkun li fil-fatt hija l-problema kif qed jinterpreta Malcolm hija ikbar qed jara ftit kif jagħmlu jinnaf qed naraw bil-Googles qed naraw ħafna ikbar jien meta naraw bil-Googles bil-kol qed jara ikbar milli l-problema.
Ifhem, jiena ngħid f'dan l-aħħar sentej li xhu tal-immigrazzjoni ma sabax kelmini termini li huma legalment inkorretti. Ma tantx baqgħet daqshekk fuq l-aġenda rajta jiena. Bejja x'naqsu ħafna ġifieri ma tantx kienu fil-medja. Bejax forsi iffokajna ftit aktar fuq issues oħrajn aktar topiċi ta' kizmin fostom l-ekonomija. Issa f'daqqa waħda minn du kenna dal-influss qawwi ta' migranti, f'daqqa waħda reġgħet qamet b'mod qawwi fuq l-aġenda ġifieri qabel issa problema. Iva hija problema sa ċertu punt għaliex inti jekk jiġu tmimmi truħ f'daqqa waħda u tittara x'se tagħmel biex titmaħħhom biex tihom akkomodazzjoni li hija deċenti, għaliex naħseb dik hija waħda mill-failings kbar ta' dan il-pajjiż li nħawsew dawn in-nies f'akkomodazzjoni li laqas għall-annimali li jtajb b'kull rispett lej l-annimal, jiġifieri nibqgħu ngħidu li se nużaw politika ta' detenzjoni, jiġifieri biex nintoġbu. Naħseb l-ikbar problema hija li l-politiku l-ewwel biex jidher sabiħ jagħmel jagħmel ċertu affarijiet, u mbagħad meta niġu għall-fatti biex nittratta b'mod diċenti ma' dawn il-persuni li ġew hawnhekk f'pajjiżna. Ma nistgħux nagħmlu għaliex m'għandniex jew il-will power jew ir-rieda biex nagħmlu xi ħaġa li tkun deċenti. Però l-ekonomija naħseb ekonomikament ukoll għax jekk inti għandek dawn numru ta' nies li m'intix qed tintegrhom. Ovvjament mbagħad anki ekonomikament issirlek problema x'hekk għaliex inti mbagħad ikollok ħafna nies li huma unemployable jew li huma outside the labor market. U dawn ovvjament jekk nafu x'ġara l-Ingilterra pereżempju meta kien hemm dawk ir-race rights, ġifieri jekk ikun hemm kwantitajiet ta' nies li jkunu mdejqin m'għandhomx opportunità, ikollok problema mbagħad x'ikollok anki r-velijiet jista' jkollok. Rajna r-velijiet anki fil-detention centers, ġifieri ma tihomx torta sa barra. Ġifieri li għax meta tkun f'dik is-sitwazzjoni frustrati immensa
meta ħaġa.
Eżattament. Ġifieri mbagħad hija problema, mbagħad issir problema.
Marija, neħu l-impressjoni li l-NGOs għedmu ma' daw l-organizzazzjoni għandhom kważi jieħdu gost li jaslu daw l-persuni.
That a person survives a voyage? Of course. Of course, when I see that someone hasn't died in the trip, I'm sure I'm going to
be,
you know how many people I've had to work with that lost of course, I'm happy to see that someone survived. Am I happy to know that people are forced to leave under those conditions? Absolutely not. Am I happy to know that people are forced to spend no matter how long in detention? Absolutely not. If anyone thinks that I'm jumping up and down, you know, at lapsy waiting for the next boat to come in, that's absolutely ludicrous. But that I know that a person has survived, God only knows how many thousands of people have lost their lives in the Mediterranean over the last few years, and these deaths are rarely even acknowledged. Mm. I'd like to respond on the women issue and on Islam. Again, because of the terminology that we use, the term immigration, yo immigrazioni, al Malta, it has become synonymous with sub-Saharan African asylum seekers. If we're going to shift the conversation to Islam, then I think we need to discuss migration in general and national identity. Now, Malcolm, you said you have a huge problem with, I mean, let's start with the fact that Maltese women are not exactly, you know, celebrating their, yes, things have improved, but if you look at every EU survey, you know, and yes, the number of Maltese, the number of girls in Maltese university has increased, and this is to be celebrated, but how many women manage to get to top management posts? How many women manage to maintain? It's very easy for you to say as a man, you know, I get a little bit of impatient. Let's look at the women issue in general, but if we're going to speak about Islam, then we have to speak about the broader migration issue. You know, to be honest, I've never actually come across a sub-Saharan African that wears the niqab personally, but I have come across other migrants in Malta who are here in a completely regular manner who wear the niqab, and I've also come across Maltese women that wear the niqab. So if you're going to speak about the veil, should we be speaking about migration? Or should we also acknowledge the fact that there are Maltese women that choose to wear the veil? Now, as a feminist, everyone who knows me knows that, you know, I feel very, very strongly that every woman should have the freedom to be the way she wants to be and to dress the way she wants to dress. So that's very, very clear. If a woman is forced to wear a veil, then obviously I have a problem with it, but I've not actually come across a woman yet who feels forced to wear the veil. She chooses to wear the veil. So, and I'll speak now not about the African Muslims that I know, or the broader African Muslims, North Africans as well, but about the Maltese Muslims that I know. Are you saying that we shouldn't allow Maltese Muslims as well? Do you have a problem with that?
Meno Malti. M'hemmx tagħmel laqiet hawnhekk, għandu dritt.
Dik,
imma ma rridx imbagħad jien ngħixu iktar nies li għaddejjed jaħdmu b'dik il-mentalità totalment differenti.
Right, so can they have children and can they wear their children wear their veils?
Men, ma it's okay for Maltese. Jgħidlek tfal.
Yes, but it's okay for the Maltese children then to wear veils as well, because this may grow.
Yeah, eventually it will grow. Imma ftit huma ftit ħafna l-Maltin li huma ta' dik
ir-reġjun. Mhux nifhem il-problema li kollok reliġjoni differenti. Għaliex tara problema?
Eż kulli problema, għax inti ħafna nies, I mean anka Maltin, jiena li jagħmel ikun estremist Kattolik huwa ħażin ukoll dirajnija fl-issju tad-divorzju. Voldiri titbellaħ, voldiri meta jkollok nies li r-reliġjoni poġġuha l-prajoriti ta' ħajjithom, ilimi. Hija problema. Issa ftejt li l-Kristjaneżmu mhux ukoll problema minn estrem, però naqas. Jekk tara ħafna żgħażagħ, ftit li xejja tuqas x'għadhom jgħidu.
Dak tajjeb iġviri.
Jiena lija iva. Għax taħseb moħħok meta għandek ir-reliġjon tgħidlek xi ħaġa u int qas tibda taħseb letteralment, jgħidlek għax Alla qallek hekk. Allora tittamel hekk, kwalinkwa Alla, ma tagħmilx differenza, għandek problema. U daw, sfortunatament.
Naraf ti intolleranti jien isa.
Le, jien naraf kulħadd għandu dritt jemmen li jrid.
Le, ma inti mhux qed temmen, inti tgħid li għandu jkunna f'pajjiż jiena ktajt li jiena rrid inkun jien naf nemmen fil- fin-nemus, allora nemmen fin-nemus. Ma jien qed naqom, inti qed tgħid. Differenti ta' jien nemmen fin-nemus. U intkom għandkom temmu fin-nemus għax dak il-mod ikunna soċjetà tajba.
Le, inti ma tistax eżempju kif kellna ħammur nerġa' fuq tad-divorzju, l-issju tad-divorzju. Irid jien daħallek da.
Jekk
niddivorzja x'in jew le.
Xiġifieri. Li jagħti opinjoni ma jista'. Tieni se m'għandix dritt allura.
Emma mhux imma inti meta għandek dawk it-tip ta' nies qed jindaħallek. X'hekk jien irid niddivorzja ma nistax.
Jien avvutajt għad-divorzju ma' waħda mill-affarijiet li kont sew nieqaf milli nivvota. Inżommru milli nivvota għad-divorzju. Għax rajt il-liberali, fra virgolette, tant intolleranti.
Kien intolleranti, għaliex imbagħad hemm mod kif tkun intolleranti, għaliex intom jgħidulek għax inti jak taqlel fawra fix-xar kif se jirnexxilek tmantni it-tfal.
Inti again, nemmen li għandek kull dritt
kienu argumenti frivoli u blażens.
Għandek kull dritt tkun kontra għamel li trid, imma meta inti hekk għax qallek l-isqof li ħadd ivvota li għax sempliċement qallek l-isqof lok għax ħsibt inti.
Għan għarċa l-għura l-immigrazzjoni, għalli man ħawdux il-nis. Kemm infakkar il-nis li mija għandi l-Gerald Fennec, għandi l-Maria Pizani, għandi l-Malcolm Sejk, għalli nitkellmu fuq l-immigrazzjoni waqt il-program. Mistoqsija li nitfaw ukoll. Ixxu, nitfaw fil-mejda ukoll. Hija marbuta ma' realtà. Realtà tad-dinja kollha li bdiet mill-famuża globalizzazzjoni u issa tkompli biex ngħidlek ma' kull ħaġa li tam. Hija li m'għandniex soċjetajiet li huma monokulturali u hija impossibbli. U ma nafx hux tagħmin nibdew ninvestu fuq kif nistgħu fil-fatt Marija femminhom semmita ninvestu fl-issu ta' integrazzjoni aktar milli kontinwament niprofaw nirreżistu xi ħaġa li impossibbli.
Il-politiċi għal raġunijiet populisti ma jibżgħu mill-integrazzjoni. Għaliex ovvjament ħafna minn kostitwenti u persuni oħrajn għandhom biża kbir li xi ħadd jintegra fis-soċjetà tagħhom għaliex qed jibżgħu li jaħdulhom xogħol ma dawla. Allora huma għax anki il-partiti politiċi meta jaraw l-issju ta' qasbis tissemma l-integrazzjoni. Mish on the table. Mish on the table, assolutament.
Integrazzjoni, x'tefmu b'integrazzjoni? Li huma jiġu għaw u jintegrawu ma jew jgħandu li jridu. U aħna nagħmlu li rridu.
Ma naħseb li ma naħseb għax
intix ma tkunx integrazzjoni naħseb ma nafx Marija.
Xi kultant inti daqsxejn esaġerat minn dak tiegħek. Isob daw qegħdin jagħmlu li jridu fit-triq kulħadd
jagħmel. Daqshekk hekk hija ħammur, hekk għall argumentaw Malta. Li nafu li
kien hemm ċertu nies estremi.
Unħamġu barra,
bħala
poplu in-ġenerali, jekk jinħammu noqgħod il-Ġermanja, li daw pratikament għandhom kollu b'kennadi kważi u dik. Hekk ħammur, noqgħod hemmhekk, irid nintegra magħhom, ma nistax naqbad il-ħmix tad-dar u nitfgħu barra. biex tfajtu?
Biex
t-istat edukani bħala ġermani.
Bħal anki l-problema għal għandab zon ġi edukatu.
Iwa, għrant,
għalli xaħna għoddu najdu li għahna esna xirat sapura u daw la fajn. Għumbat.
Għumbin samar la sawdi. Għajna s-għad iktar minn kom kolla.
Għumbin. Maria, l-integrazzjoni hija possibbli?
Yes, I think so. When you said what is the term integration can be, it's a contested concept. The EU line is a two-way process. Litately my sashikunli nisiju awyamlu li ridu. I don't think that's happening. So again, it's kind of like a statement that's thrown out there, Malcolm, you know, I mean, and suggest that we have anarchy. We don't have anarchy. Well, then there are issues as well with the judicial process, let's face it. And some, you know, I mean, there are broader issues there that we need to think about, and using terms like illegal immigration certainly doesn't help the criminalization of, you know, I mean, there are different processes. But in terms of integration, despite, now that I need to be clear, there have been initiatives by different NGOs and by AWAS as well, which is a government agency, that have worked on integration. What we don't have is a holistic strategy. We don't have this roadmap, and again, not just in terms of sub-Saharan African asylum seekers, but all the other migrants that are coming to Malta as well, because I think we need to look at the broader picture. Integration is happening anyway. But it's happening thanks to the agency of the migrants themselves. As I said earlier on, we have many of them now that are working regularly, paying their taxes and paying their national insurances. I'm sure you'd agree, Malcolm Lee, la, they're paying their national insurance and taxes. They also have rights as workers. We have children in our schools, not just Africans, but the broader migrant population. I see them in the streets. We have restaurants opening up. We have people who are going out together as friends. They've made friends. And so
the short-term Maltese, no more.
They are taking work, but as I said earlier on, the unemployment levels in Malta have not changed since we've had Africans arriving or again, the broader migrant population. I think it's very, very clear that many people are taking work on that they're actually overqualified for. I mean, these are the things that worry me. And again, the exploitation of the Maltese workers and the I just wanted to say on the integration issue, people are integrating already, despite the absence of a policy or a roadmap. And we've also created this idea that Malta is a transit country. No one wants to be here. They came here by accident. Well, over the years, I've come across a lot of people that do actually want to stay. And then the issue... it's not being facilitated. The process is not being facilitated. There's no long-term stability. But if you have a child that's been in school in Malta for the last 5 years and speaks Maltese, you know, at some point they're going to say, am I going to move again or am I going to remain in Malta where my children, for all intents and purposes, feel Maltese and don't feel Congolese or Somali or whatever.
Jien għandi kurzi ta' kbira, jekk qatt sar survey man-nies meta jaslu mbagħad wara ftit li jkunu hawnhekk jekk verament ikunu xi jridu jitilqu minn Malta. U ngħid għaliex għax Malta tibqa' parti fl-Unjoni Ewropea. Fl-istess ħin il-klima hija simili. In-nies kif jidhru jafu illi dak li qed jiġri f'Mainland Europe ma tantx huwa xi ħaġa eżemplar jiena dinna tal-eżempju darba mort weekend break bari. U nara mal-viżibilju ta' immigranti jistenew fis-soup kitchens biex jiklu. Ġifieri hija falsa li ngħidu li l-Italja hemm xi proċess ta' integrazzjoni iktar għamilu l-impressjoni tiegħek u l-Ġermanja u postita. Jiena ma nafx mhux ibda jkonnessa dan il-fenomenu li proprju jiġu biex joqgħdu Malta.
You know, I think any sweeping statements are very dangerous, you know. I mean, at the end of the day, there is just as the Maltese, we've our own migratory routes, and we tend to have in the past gone to Australia or Africa or to go to England where we know we have family. The same thing happens here. There are those people that want to reach their family, be it in Europe or elsewhere. And there are others that want to, perhaps didn't want to be here, but now that they're here would say, no, I'd rather remain here. There are all of these different dynamics. Don't forget, there's so much diversity. I mean, we speak about them and we tend to homogenize, but within this group, there is so much diversity and there are individuals.
Ma konvinċitekx, Marija?
Le, għax iktar moħa jkun hemm. Anka l-fatt li jiġu ma' ħafna pajjiżi differenti, inti, miex veħdija, hija gidba jew nofs verità ħanejdu hekk. Li tgħid li dawn huma qisu hawn min jgħid li huma qesi tal-pajjiż, inti għax ġewk nies b'erbgħin kultura differenti u lingwi wdik. Il-pajjiż ħajoġa ħaġa, interpreti. Għas naf kemm l-isptarijiet u hekk sa interpreti hemmhekk ukoll biex jinqdew. It's not.
Malax, mill-ħilat għandek ix-xogħol.
Le, emma xogħol, imma l-gvern qed iħallas sa jmien iktar impjegati mal-gvern li jekk jista' jkun innaqsuhom mhux inżidhom.
Ma tħossi dawn l-argumenti huma argumenti razzisti.
Le, jiena I mean jien iktar effessa
definitely.
Jien iktar.
Definitely hekk nagħmel.
Jew mel kieħbieb tagħma.
M'għandix problema. Jiena nara jien forsi għax interessani iktar l-ekonomija bħala dik. Mhumiex risorsa għall-pajjiż.
Jistgħu jiġu użati bħala riżorsi.
Il-kost.
Il-problema ta' dal-pajjiż.
Tipprova tintegra.
Malkiem, li dal-pajjiż huwa overpopulated.
Iwa.
Mill-Maltin, jiġifieri huwa overpopulated.
Allura ma
tgħidx. U se jasal żmien fejn?
Mhux ħadd nagħmel stop.
Però teġat jem il-graw nis, għet imorri jaxmu barra, l-Unjoni Ewropea, għanna komunitajiet, Brussel,
ma stop,
ed iffiċu xol
barra. What is it you're gonna stop?
Stop, men jieġi jibat l-ura, that's all.
And rights don't feature in your... Oh,
rights, le, sorry. Enti, you came here illegal, mela jennak nġeddarti, jak nifqalek il-bir. U nidħol ġewwa nġnej lek għandi r-rajt biex norqod fis-sodda llejla. Le, sorry, ja Malti ja tagħna.
Ma tinsix minn fejn ġew però.
Mhux minn fejn ġew mis-Somalja. Dew qasmu għallaj birek sal-Libja mbagħad qed jiġijaw fl-Ewropa. U hija target biex jiġijaw jew fl-Ewropa. Għax hawnhekk. Kollox nagħtu b'xejn.
Malcolm, earlier on, in the beginning you said ma jistax ikun li kollha jridu jiġu għaw l-Ewropa. It is a drop that come to Europe. Africa, this is a well-known fact that Africa and Asia host the majority of refugees and displaced people in the world. If you're going to speak about responsibility sharing, Africa is taking responsibility for the vast majority of displaced people and refugees. And by the same basis, we're not that far away from where there is conflict right now. If something happens to us...
Yeah, we'll go to Italy, probably.
And if they say they don't want us...
Yes, some but not all.
Yes!
I'm not sure more China, I'm not sure China.
No, you go to the next place, or?
Yeah, I'm from Somalia,
From Libya, it's still the next
place.
It's two ways and two measures. You expect your rights to be respected. You don't want other people's rights to be respected.
My country, yes. Why not? I have a right. That my rights are respected and my
Your rights are being respected. Your rights are being respected. What rights of yours aren't being respected?
Mainly, it's an economic issue. Well, għax daw mhux vera jħallu fil-pajjiż.
Il-parlament, per eżempju, kellha bżonn l-ġdid.
Bla dubju le.
Għandna dak mhux economic issue.
Ejja, hemm jinkredi.
Sa ma naqbilx miegħek tajn naħseb li kellna bżonn f'termini ta' xogħol u dan kollu u kif jiġesti. Ħila, għadha jkun ma naqbilx fiha. Qed tifhem kif ekselgħu dwar din hekk. You say konna difficulta biex.
The economists have made it very clear. We need migration in order. So if you're going to use the economic argument, the economists have made it very clear. So I can't understand your fear.
The same economists who said that we need migrants are the same people.
Okay.
Who brought Europe how it is now.
Nof seconda. Xtana li tsaf dan kollu?
Dan kollu, l-immigrazzjoni hija realtà. Issa jekk nifaċċjawha b'mod fejn nistgħu noħorġu l-pożittiv minnha nifaċċjawha, jekk nibqgħu dejjem fuq il-lat negattiv, se tibqa' xi ħaġa li tkompli tiddomina l-aġenda u li tkun disordinatament problema.
Jiena nirringrazzjakom, grazzi ħafna miegħek kelli l-Gerald Fenek li huwa ġurnalist, kelli l-Marija Pizani, involuta u taħdem fl-NGO Integra u kelli l-Malcolm Say kelli l-Opinjonista. Nirringrazzjakom, kienha diskussjoni interessanti, nħallu lilkom ta' sual konklużjonijiet tagħhom, inkunu magħkom bħallum tmintin. Grazie ħafna li segwejtu dan il-programm trepid ikum għakom bħallum t-mintin.